This is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. RBN is currently conducting a pledge drive. You can help by contributing to that drive. Just call 800-724-2719. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. You may also subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the usual $1.33 per month, or purchase some advertising if you happen to have a product or service to sell. You can do this by calling. Again, that is 800-724-2719, or by going to republicbroadcasting.org. For the radio schedule page for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month. You will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. My guest this first hour is Darlene Miles. She is the author of An Invasion of Corporate Locust. She's been a technology consultant for over 20 years. She has two websites, DarleneRMiles.blogspot.com and DarleneRMiles.com/site/home.html. And I do have those websites linked on the radio schedule page. Hi, Darlene. How are you?
I'm good, Deanna. How are you? I guess I'll have to say good.
I'm feeling stressed this morning. I'm just, you know, I just feel like I'm just doing like 25 different things, but I'll calm down here in a minute.
Well, I understand.
I guess that is something that we sometimes feel is stress in our lives, but there's a different kind of stress that you have experienced, that you've talked about before on this radio program.
Yes.
And the stress became a part of your life after you published your book, which I am holding a copy of, An Invasion of Corporate Locust. It came out in 2009, and it kind of changed your life a bit, didn't it?
Quite a bit. And I guess as a follow-up to our follow-up from our prior conversation, it's kind of sad to say that a book to help consumers could be a part of why you're all of a sudden targeted by corporations, by other entities. But yes, the targeting and the actual physical assault followed the release of the book. And believe me, again, I hate to tie such torture to a book, but yes, is the answer to that question.
You know, one of my listeners after the last program emailed me, and he said, "That woman is nuts. There's, you know, she's paranoid, schizophrenic. You know, just and of course that's an easy way of dismissing what you were talking about. But I've had other emails from other people, including one yesterday from a lady that I'd heard from before when I was writing a lot of articles for various sites, and she expressed her experience. She told me about her experience and the fact that she had been targeted. And, you know, this all seems so foreign to most of us. Most of us, you know, we lead our lives, we go to work, we go through our day's activities, and are never aware that there might be a physical assault or a mental assault until somebody says, "Hey, wait, this is happening to me, and I want to tell you about it." We'll be right back. We have a 3-minute break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Friends, our guest this first hour is Darlene Miles. She is the author of An Invasion of Corporate Locust. So you talk about gang stalking, directed energy weapons. You've talked about the Homeland Security fusion centers where the people, the government can surveil millions of U.S. citizens without our knowledge. So tell us how we can prevent some of this, or at least, you know, we need to be aware of what is going on so that we can know how to fight it.
Well, first of all, what I wanted to do just very quickly is for the gentleman or reader or individual or several individuals that made the comment of the person being either paranoid or I can't remember what the other term you said.
But schizophrenic,
okay. I would say to any other listeners, prior to these incidents occurring in my life, I would have said the same thing if someone came to me and shared such horrific stories about the effects of some type of energy being directed or shot into your home, awakening with burns on your arms or your legs, experiencing high levels of high frequency, ringing in the ears, sitting in your home, and all of a sudden your skin begins to tingle as though there's a major attack to your nervous system, and you know that you are a healthy person. Now, first of all, as an author, in 20 years, and I'll make this brief, and then we're going to go back to just the facts and more information and research that has been found that's become now a part of my lawsuit, is I've built banking systems, healthcare systems, insurance systems. And when you talk about healthcare systems, as a IT project manager and independent consultant, I would come in, and I've gone in on as high as $300 million projects to pull together teams to build systems. Systems, again, in healthcare. So this is dealing with bringing together maybe 80 or different applications that are going to be a part of running a hospital, from laser surgery to newer X-ray machines to types of equipment that will monitor a human's entire bodily function just by laying in a bed. So just understanding just that little bit of technology, and we know that there's tons more. You can now do laser surgery without literally breaking the skin now. So with all of those things being said, anyone pointing any type of an electronic device that can inflict harm without you seeing it is possible. Satellites today can do more than someone can do as a physician in a hospital. So anyone that would say that a person experiencing something, and you know that such technology can exist, but not know how cruel our own government could potentially be on the war, out in the battlefields of war, because we as civilians are not privy to that level of technology, you know that technology can exist. Now, going back, what we have found, and I'm going to start there, and then we can talk about fusion centers and everything else. Just this January, I stumbled into an email that was sent to me by another person who had been experiencing the same issues in their life. Mine started because I built a home in an area, and I found that through recording with help from attorneys and private investigators, once I became a victim of organized stalking, because I'm not using that fictitious word gang stalking, because that truly does not exist. It's organized stalking by groups and Neighborhood Watch, Fusion Centers, Citizens Corps, CERTS, and then there's other criminals, for whatever the reason is, that they are trying to occupy or take or steal or invade whatever it is that you have that they want. In this case, it was my home. I was a single woman. I am a black woman. I built a home in an area which was a diverse area, had no problems, lived there for 12 years, or at least no problems that I knew of. There were problems where both myself and my child experienced strange health problems, like impacts of severe muscular pains and sometimes chronic headaches or nosebleeds, and we didn't know what it was, but we thought that there was something wrong with the house. And this occurred for a couple of years. I guess I'm going to say almost from about 2004, 2005 forward, that those things were happening, but we didn't associate it, of course, obviously, with being attacked by some type of an entity outside of our home. And it was more. And there were issues of, you know, feeling as though there were nervous system problems, not to the point in which we knew that there were devices pointed at my house in 2009, but subtle effects as time went on. So to say paranoid or whatever, you know when you're feeling pain, you know if you're feeling migraine, you know if you're bleeding, you know if there is something that is wrong with your health. But what we do as normal human beings, not thinking that our own government or any military contractor or local criminal police officer, because not all police are criminals, not all military personnel are criminals or people that set out to injure. My father was a retired military person who I loved and respect. He would have never known about anything such as this. I've had other family members also that have been a part of military and retired. I have family that works for the government, and I won't say what division, but still with the government. And most of them have never heard of this. Some have heard of some levels, but not to the point that it would be used to test or to impact civilian or military lives. So with that being said, yes, I would say that someone would have been paranoid, and I would have rejected any information as I did when I was first told that it could potentially have been military technology pointed at me. So with that being said, this January of this year, after finding out and reading the Washington Post article that came out in 2010, it was July 2010, that was the first breakthrough that it helped me to understand as a technology consultant that there were people creating such technology, with the most severe of technology being satellite weapons. And those satellite weapons and the type of testing and development and testing and evaluation was to use satellite weapons through the wall technology that had the ability, and they're designed as kill weapons, not just satellite to observe or invade your privacy, but to be utilized as kill weapons. So you can have a satellite that can automatically give you, you can die from a heart attack, die from an aneurysm, be hit in at the top of your head, be hit with electromagnetic pulse weapons, et cetera, et cetera. So this is what came out of that article, and that was just the satellite. There was so much more. If you're looking at the 3,100 primary contractors that were highlighted in that, in a Top Secret America article, and you took the ones that earned the most money, I'm saying from like the 750 billion category, the top 75 out of 3,100. Imagine. We don't hear that there's trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars being thrown away on needless weapons of mass destruction that are being created by our government, by military, by contractors, and those weapons are even being tested and evaluated. Well, you know that they're being tested and evaluated now on citizens, because now here you are. This is where it comes from. It's DOD, Department of Defense, Directive 5240.1-R. And I'm going to repeat that again. It's DOD, Department of Defense, Directive 5240.1-R. You can link onto my website, www.darlenemiles.com or darlenermiles.com, and it will link you to a version of that DOD directive. Now, within the content of that directive, Procedure 13 documents testing on U.S. persons. So to question or doubt anything that any person would ever say about testing, and how it's defined as, you would be, this is how they would test. One, that you're unwitting. So this individual who doubted and would say or use the word paranoia or whatever, schizophrenia or whatever, he would be considered unwitting because he has no idea what the testing would consist of, or what the impact would be, or what the feelings or ill effects of the test, of any test on him could be, from 3,100 government contractors plus, let's say, the 5,000 plus subcontractors, all with no oversight, no accountability, and most people don't know who they all are. So let's say now you have 8,000 contractors, military contractors, that are out there developing, testing, and evaluating weapons, and they have a directive, not law, that they can use to test on U.S. persons and foreigners as well, if you are defined as unwitting or voluntarily, or if you are targeted. That's the key. 1, 2, 3. What does that mean? Every person,
Darlene,
in the world.
Darlene, hold on to that thought. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
All right. This is
very, very compelling. Be right back in 3 minutes.
All right.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes, $10 at the door. Advance weekend passes, $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This first hour is Darlene Miles, and you were telling us about this document, and you also have a petition on your website, DarleneRMiles.blogspot.com, that we can sign.
Absolutely.
And I believe that we all ought to be signing this petition.
I would say so. And I'm the title of the petition, which is located on change.org, it's entitled "Unlawful Non-Consensual Weapons Testing on Civilians and Military Personnel Must Stop." There's a link from my website, so you can actually do a cut and paste and link from my website, DarleneMiles.com, or you can go to change.org. This is a new petition. I think it's been maybe 2 weeks, and we're already over 200 signatures. You do have an option to sign and not have your signature be public, but please do not sign without having a valid name and address that you're going to use to sign. But to go back to this DOD directive, and the directive that is that authorized, and again, a directive is not a law, but what it is and was is a hidden authorization that was created way back in 1981 and has been used forward by the military, by government contractors, subcontractors, private companies to allow them to use U.S. persons, because it's defined as, and I have the directive on the website. You can very well just go to change.org and read the directive itself or link on to it. But it was authorizing, and this authorizing, basically it's saying either it's voluntary testing or on unwitting U.S. persons or persons or those who have been targeted for surveillance. So what it just did is it put all 300 billion plus citizens of the United States and abroad, because there, if you look at any Senate appropriations budget, it is also detailing where there's joint operations within the Department of Defense, Joint Special Ops, CIA, all of these agencies, even such companies as Northrop and other companies who are developing weapons and biological technology for the U.S. government to use and test that, test and evaluate whatever that item is that they're building or chemical that they're testing on regions throughout the United States, on cities, in our water. It's clear in the Senate appropriations budget. So when a person can say, when you're reading what our own Senate is signing and authorizing, and you know they're not sitting and reading all 400, 600 pages of these appropriations budgets, and they're signing off basically on their own torture as well. These, when you're spraying and you look and how many in this person or people, how many cities are now reporting damage from chemical trails that are consistently being sprayed? They're not being sprayed on Darlene Miles. They're not just being sprayed on a group of people, if you want to call them those that are targeted. No, it is, they're being sprayed on cities, on regions, on states. And they're destroying our weather. They're destroying and killing birds. They're poisoning and killing fish. So it, our weather, we just went through an entire winter with no winter. So if someone wants to ever doubt anything that's happening as you're watching these planes going back and forth and back and forth, and you sit there silent, what's even worse now is just recently, 75 senators authorized 30,000 additional drones to be developed, tested, and evaluated and released in the skies over the United States, and you know it's also going to be abroad as well. We're not at war. So that, I can't recall. I think it was $65 billion, I think. It probably will turn into some odd trillion, because if you look at the 3,100 government contractors, the top 75 earned $750 billion. The top 75. So if you just total those 75 up, does that not total into the trillions? So this is about, exactly, this is about money. It's not about, you know, creating weapons that are going to protect the citizens, because you're testing on the citizens, on every single one of us. Even the senators who are signing these bills, even the stupid idiots who are falling into these, what are categorized as perpetrators and you know, stalking and harassing and pointing these handheld electronic direct energy devices through walls that in homes that people live in, is there, it's no, there's no difference. There's no difference between, you know, the damages that are being done to them than the damages that are being done to us. We just know what they are, and in our cases, they're more severe, because now my life is every day chronic pain. Chronic pain, headaches, joint pains at a point where my back feels like it's severed from my waist. So my life will never be the same because of what I've had to experience, and for what? Because I built a house, the police, in their own recorded words, because, of course, they chose I would be a good person for them to target living alone.
Yikes. Oh, my goodness. We do have a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today is Darlene Miles, the author of An Invasion of Corporate Locust, and it sounds like they have made your life just an absolute terrible, well, I don't know, living hell, basically.
Yes, I definitely would say that. You go from doing everything right in your life, never committing a crime, working very hard. I worked hard as a technology consultant, put my daughter through school. I built a house. I mean, saved for 10 years to do so. And because I was a woman, as recorded by the police, as the private investigators recorded, because it took a couple of months to figure out why this was happening to me, why was I being targeted by groups of people, why was all of this theater and damage to my home. They flooded my home multiple times. They damaged the electricity to the home, the one complete side of the home. All the electricity was gone. It was as though they would do something. And I got to a point that I couldn't take what was happening. I tried to put my home on the market, and then they flooded the family room. And then they wouldn't allow it to go on the market. So it was like city involved, police involved. I mean, they were recorded by audio, recorded by video, but until the police were actually recorded, two officers saying that they had targeted me since 2005 because they didn't believe I should have been able to have built my home. They didn't believe where my money came from. I was a six-figure IT consultant, and they had access to my income taxes, of course. I paid my income tax. I had false audits from them where they were asking me, putting me through collections for $52 from 2002 all of a sudden in 2006 and on and on and on. So there was so much that just led to harassment, harassment, harassment. But to actually get their voice on recording, thank goodness to a wonderful attorney and private investigators, along with recording the police in their acts outside of my home, that we knew who they were. I just still at that time didn't understand, you know, government involvement and why were they using this technology against me. But, you know, that in itself is the only reason why they targeted me. I lived alone. I built a home. I was easily accessible to them, for them to do the things that they did. But it's all about money. That's the point. And I want
Darlene,
yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you talked about this DOD Directive 5240.1,
yes.
which
.1-R.
Right, and it replaces the yes, you're right, and it replaces the November 30th, 1979 version of DOD Regulation 5240.1/R, and I brought it up on, you know, from the Defense Department, and just the contents. Procedure two, collection of information about United States persons. Procedure three, retention of information about United States persons. Procedure four, dissemination of information about United States persons. Procedure five, electronic surveillance in the United States for intelligence purposes. And on and on and
on.
Until
you get to the wonderful procedure 13, experimentation on human subjects for intelligence purposes.
And it is amazing.
And it is amazing. And this information was connected to me through Juliana McKinney, who is a former Army intelligence, and I don't want to make a mistake, I do believe officer. And she was also the founder of the Electronic Frontier Program, but is also now a victim of electronic harassment herself. And on the website, you'll read her letter when she was expressing in 94 a concern to then-President Clinton that this directive was going to be abused because she already knew that it was being abused, and asked that he would investigate it. And he just said, and I have a copy of his reply also on the website where he kindly replied that he basically had checked off with, you know, the department, and they said they weren't doing it, so he just believes what they said. So basically, in so many words, that's how stupid it sounds. And here you are right now, a directive that they're using, and they're using this directive to kill, maim, and injure. It's not even about testing anymore. It's about you've now put in the hands of criminals technology that they're using on people for whatever reason they want. There's people who are reporting that husbands are using it because here's a connection that's important to make. Department of Defense is connected to, of course, the Department of Justice reports or falls under Department of Defense. Department of Justice is responsible for Homeland Security. Homeland Security is responsible for fusion centers. Also under Department of Justice is local police officers. And there, any of their injustice or anything that they do that is wrong, any civil rights violations, et cetera, all is reported back to the Department of Justice. They oversee everything, Homeland Security, fusion centers, et cetera. And guess what else? Neighborhood watch groups, citizens' corps, CERTs. That's where you get those millions of individuals who people are calling that are gang stalking. Heck no. Those are the individuals. They have access to every person's life.
Well, you mentioned fusion centers. There are 72 Department of Homeland Security intelligence officers deployed to fusion centers around throughout the United States. Okay, there's, let's see. Okay. How many fusion centers?
Currently 72.
Okay, I misread that. There's 72 fusion centers, and there's a map that you can access. This is amazing.
It is amazing.
And we don't hear about this on the mainstream.
Not at all. And then you don't hear about the complaints of people. I mean, millions and millions of people are being exposed to organized stalking and harassment. It's not just about individuals. Businesses are being lost. People in Midwest are complaining that that local neighborhood watch groups, because they link on to fusion centers, are stealing land, taking inheritances. They're stealing farms. You're finding that all molestation and pedophile groups and sex slave groups, all being a part of these criminal groups. It's nothing to establish a neighborhood watch group. No one is overseeing this. All that you have to do is link on to your nearest CERT and Citizens Corp website and establish a group. It could be Darlene Miles and the gang, if it wants to be. And you just say what neighborhood that you're going to watch, and here you are. Look what recently happened. How in the world could this gentleman, Mr. Zimmerman, have an arrest record, an assault on a police officer, but yet he could still carry a gun and walk through a community with two pit bulls and a 9mm to patrol a neighborhood? But he already had been arrested for assault on a police officer, but yet he's still the captain of the neighborhood watch group. And you're wondering.
That's interesting.
No, exactly. I mean, so it doesn't matter. Criminals are establishing these groups, and then they're invading and running and doing whatever business they want to do under the protection of fusion centers. What else is important to know? It's not all of these fusion centers are established by the government. Some are privately established. But
now, who has done that? What private organization has established a fusion center?
Well, our organization, I don't know, privately run would probably be the best word to say. You could look on the Washington Post site, and it will tell you which fusion centers are government sponsored and run, and which ones are privately run, or privately owned, or privately developed and run. How's that? So I don't know what companies. I haven't gone that in depth into it, but just to know that can happen. But this is one thing that is happening with every one of them: is they're allowing private companies to partner with them.
Sure. And privatization of public resources has been going on for some time. But would you say that all of this is going on in order to destroy the American culture, to destroy the American economy, to frighten the citizens of the United States?
Absolutely.
And when you factor in things like smart meters, which are going to be on every home, in the country, you have to factor in all of these things and wonder, what the heck is going on?
Well, just imagine 30,000 more drones in the air, and right now there are what? I don't know. They say that there's nearly 300 licenses already issued to private companies and government agencies. Private companies and government agencies for drones. And here's something to tell you. If you go to the ACLU site, and I've linked that also to my petition, you can see there that there's required number of targeted hits. Targets are human beings. It lists the targets as, they're categorized from 1 to 8. And somewhere in there, I think nurseries are like nurseries where there are little babies are, I think, like 7 on the list. So that's how little importance there are. Ball fields, libraries, schools are on the list.
They're on the list for targeting
as an order of importance or not.
For experimentation?
Experimentation, exactly. And there's a required number of, you read every one of those dark documents on, and it's a freedom of information that the ACLU demanded on drones when they realized that these additional drones apparently were signed off on by 75 senators just within the last 60 days, I think, And all of those drones, each person operating those, have to be certified and recertified. So that means you have to have a number of targeted hits. So here you go again. If you're not dealing with over 5,000, let's just round it out, 5,000 instead of 8,000 potential government contractors and military agencies that are developing and testing and evaluating weapons on U.S. persons based on directive 5240.1-R. has the permission to do so, especially, unwitting. So that's every person. That's everybody. It's not a group. It's every person, anybody who they can. If it's a male, white male who's 45, who fits whatever criteria, if DOD sends out a request for research from all of its all of its developers, its contractors, and all of a sudden they get busy and start trying to develop or test or evaluate the next whatever weapon, they don't care if you're unwitting because you don't know. You don't know because you don't see it on television. You don't see it in the news. You don't know that they're testing weapons and it's being signed off in Senate appropriations budgets and people are being injured for life. So stay paranoia if you want. You read or don't read. And these are things, I'm going to be honest, to not be insulting to that person. I didn't read a darn Senate budget. I really didn't care. You just relied when you voted on a senator, you were voting on a good leader, a person who cared, not people who were going to lead your country and lead citizens into injury. Or everyone's going to be quiet as planes are spraying chemicals in the air. And if you realize, if you have asthma or anything like that, when they're spraying these chemical trails and they've spread out all over the sky, the chemicals fall down. You can barely breathe if you have asthma. High blood pressure is increasing. Skin diseases are increasing. That crap causes like melanoma and skin cancer. Beyond being hit with electromagnetic devices that can stop your heart, can cause a brain aneurysm. Young people dropping dead instantly. Don't know why. People just dying without any problems prior from their heart. This is insane. And the sad thing is these senators aren't paying attention because you know what? They're going to be a part of this at 1.2 if they think that they're not already. Because when they're spraying the air is blowing. It's going in both directions, east and west and north and south. So they're still, it's not smart. They're allowing the greed of these trillionaires to destroy our planet. That's what this is about. It's not about anything else. They could care less about any of us as citizens at all, as long as we vote and give them the money that they can do what they want to do. There are trillionaires there. So if you're not a trillionaire, you're a worker bee.
Wow.
Exactly. It's pathetic. And they're not even paying attention. It is about our world, and you're killing people. And then what? So you want to isolate a couple in the stupid idiots that you give a used car to or put them in an apartment or buy them a new car or rent them a house so that they can be near someone that you want to target so heavily that you're sending direct energy devices through. They can't sleep. Here you are, number one. I can lay in my bed, and all of a sudden, which was recent, and that had not happened to me since I left Cleveland Heights, I'm in my bed, and literally I could hear a hovercraft, and it hovered and hovered. And I thought, well, you know, I have to learn about shielding. What do you learn about shielding? You read, what does the Army say to the men in the battlefield? What do you do to protect yourself from direct energy weapons assault? So I have to try to use the same type of methodology to shield myself. But before I get myself completely covered, I am burned on my leg and burned on my arm. Almost with a degree of a burn that it burned internally for a week, and it was visible from the outside as well. So this is not a joke, and it's not a state of paranoia. These people are hurting people. And so just imagine if I was one who didn't understand what they were doing. I'm witting. I'm not unwitting. I've never given consent to these idiots to expose or test or use my body. I know what they're doing. I've already given warning and sent cease and desist. You'll link to my blog and read what that is. So some of it stops. But what do you do with 8,000 idiots out there?
Right. Well, you know, the Senate, the Congress is doing this. The Congress has been in bed with these corporations for a very, very long time.
Absolutely.
They must know what they're doing. And of course, with the lobbyists in place, these senators, these people, representatives, they have their hand out. They go to Washington as,
as millionaires.
Exactly. They go as middle class people and they come back as millionaires because they're selling out the American public and they're selling out the people who have voted for them. And of course, I believe and other people believe, that the people in power actually have things that they can blackmail these governors.
Absolutely. Imagine, through the wall technology, number one, which is the easiest thing for them to do outside of trying to, you know, kill you or injure you or with the weapon. So everything that they think is being hidden, everything is seen in your house. There's nothing that is private. These idiots, even knowing that I was going to be doing this interview because the notice went out to thousands of people that I'd be speaking with you, I had 6 hovercraft around my home, and we videoed all of them.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Our guest this first hour has been Darlene Miles, the author of An Invasion of Corporate Locust. Her websites are darlenermiles.blogspot.com and darlenermiles.com/site/home.html. Those are both linked on my radio schedule page. You know, the most egregious thing about this, I mean, it's been terrible for you personally, but the most egregious part of this whole thing is that it was sanctioned by the U.S. government and that it has been going on for a very, very long time. The document that talks about experimentation on human subjects for intelligence purposes goes back to December of 1982.
Correct. Correct. And it's sad. And they've allowed this document to be carried forward just like nothing. And the sad thing is that for something like this to have existed, and that not, and there's a lot of organizations that are out there who are supposedly trying to help individuals who have been targeted, but and several of them are aware of this directive, but yet have never ever posted it on their website or shared it with any of the victims. And this is when people are put in a state of paranoia. You don't know. I just happen to be a technology consultant where I've had to research and understand why things exist. How do you build this system? You know, what is it going to take to do it? Not only to build it, what type of developers am I going to need? What code are we building it in? And so on and so forth. So you have to get into the detail. You're not going to take everything from me and I not be able to support or take care of myself or understand what exactly is going on in my life easily. So that is how I just refuse to continue to, and I'm going to change phones. I'm sorry because I've run out of the battery and it's
okay.
Actually, but I'm fine now on another landline. I was not going to allow that to happen, but I want other people to also realize not just the development, testing, and evaluation of weapons. You also have to be concerned with ongoing required training. If you look at any of the training manuals, Army training tactical manuals, joint special ops manuals, Marines, et cetera, mainly Army because they're on the ground. There's a requirement that they have a 90-day readiness for war. And in that manual, there's a segment for peacetime targeting. And they're allowed to use lethal weapons, and it's in their training manual on the targets. And I couldn't understand, so who are they targeting in the beginning before I knew about the DOD directive of 5240? Like, who are these people targeting? Because you would pass these caravans on the freeway, all of a sudden somebody would jump out of the caravan and start harassing you, try to stage an accident, jump in front of you and slam on the brakes or something stupid, so you have to always be prepared, as in what? I have three cameras in my car. I can't leave my home without cameras on me in my car. I have to keep cameras in my windows and around my house. That is the part is really sad because you're no longer even a citizen. You're just barely surviving as a person just to not have someone stupid do something to you or cause you more injury than you're already experiencing. But these training manuals can keep these people, these groups, in a training mode so they're constantly aiming at citizens.
Wow. I am so sorry. Darling, we need to talk about this again. Our time has run out, but I hope that you will come back and join me again.
I will. I surely will.
And bless you. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Deanna. You as
thank
well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be back after a station ID.